Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Apostle E.J. Melvin coming to you live from the studios at Ways of Glory here on Blog Talk Radio. We are blessed this morning to be alive, to be in the presence of the Lord, to be in companionship with Him, to be in relationship with Him. We are truly blessed this morning, and we are excited about the things that God is doing in the earth. We're excited about the word that He is releasing to us. We're excited about the fact that He is God, and He is always moving by His Spirit. His Spirit is always speaking to us, and He is always working in the background, in the offstage, so to speak, in our lives. So I'm glad today to be with you once again, and I just want to thank you for tuning in to Waves of Glory. We're going to be starting a series coming in the next month, and so I just want to lay a foundation here today. Won't be here long before you, but I want to talk about growing in God, growing up in God. As a people, in the natural, we come into the earth and we come in as infants. We grow up to toddler, then adolescent, youth, then young man or woman, then middle age. Then we progress to old age as an elder, and then we die. So the natural progressive scheme of things is to start one place and to grow up into another place. Likewise, in the realm of the Spirit, God expects us to grow up as well. And we find that this issue of staying stagnant in one place is not just something that is new to the church in our time, but back in the days when everything was fresh and new. Because as human beings, we have a tendency when we find something good or when we get a hold of something, we just kind of want to camp out there and just enjoy that moment. When you think about the Mount of Transfiguration, they wanted to camp out there. Peter said, why don't we just build a tabernacle here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah? And Jesus didn't say anything because God himself interjected and said to him, listen, this is my beloved son, hear ye him. In other words, there are going to come times in our lives when what we are accustomed to has got to give way to what God is doing in the now moment. And it is not so much saying that the thing that we were doing was not good or that it was bad. It is simply saying that it is time for a change. It is time for something new. It's time for the next step. We would be disturbed if our infant never grew into the stage of toddler, or if the body of the infant grew into the stage of toddler, but the mind and emotional set of the child stayed at infant. Likewise, if they grew into adolescent or youth and they still had the mentality of toddler, we would be terribly concerned. And so today, I just want to release a word today that God is terribly concerned about his people who are growing up on the outside, but we're not growing up on the inside. We are growing up mentally and emotionally and physically in the natural, but in the realm of the Spirit, we are still babes in Christ. How do I know that? Why would I say that? Well, let us go into the Word of God here in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1. The apostle here, it is believed that Apostle Paul wrote this book, Hebrews, and so we're just not going to argue about that. We'll say, okay, let's per se, it was Paul who wrote this particular book. So let us stop going over, this is verse 1, let us stop going over the basic teachings about Christ again and again. Let us go on instead and become mature in our understanding. Surely we don't need to start again with the fundamental importance of repenting from evil deeds and placing our faith in God. And you know, when you look at this particular verse of scripture, at least when I look at it, I'm wondering what is it that the church at that time was doing that would cause this apostle to give out this word, this admonition to stop going over the basic teaching about Christ Jesus again and again. Now, when I look around today's body of Christ in today's church world, we are basically doing the same thing. We seem to be stuck on the same thing. This is interesting that God would give me this word today, but because we have just come through the Easter season or the resurrection celebration, for those who understand where Easter came from and what the word means and get bent out of shape about that. But for years, we have called it Easter by tradition. And this is one of the things that God wants us to get away from. He wants us to get away from doing what has always been done just because it has always been done. But here we are in this particular resurrection celebration season that many of the church members also refer to as Easter, and we are telling the same story to the same people. We are telling the story of Jesus Christ crucified, buried, and rose again. And we tell that story periodically during the year. We do it at Easter in the spring solstice now, we call it. And we tell the story, but we don't go out into the highways and byways and tell the story. We go into the church house where everybody in the church house knows the story. And we tell the story to those who know the story, who have heard the story, and are probably quite capable of telling the stories themselves. And we keep repeating the same thing over and over again. Now, that's just one instance, because what is happening in my observation is when we go into a fellowship, we go into a conference, we go into a workshop, we are still stuck at the beginning of our understanding of who Christ is and what he is doing and what he has done through his death, burial, and resurrection. Yes, salvation is key. Salvation is foundational. It is fundamental. It is the starting block. It is the basis for which we build. But Paul says, let every man be careful how he builds on another man's foundation. Salvation through Jesus Christ and the Easter story truly is the foundation. It is the place that causes us to stand firm, to be rock steady. But there is something that has to be built up upon the principles of salvation. In that particular verse of scripture, we're going to go back over here to Hebrews chapter 6, and we're going to see what the apostle is talking about. Praise the Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Just give me a minute here to get my internet Bible back over here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And in my Bible, or on my internet Bible, this particular piece of passage is entitled A Call to Maturity. In other words, it's time for us to grow up. Another version says, therefore, leaving the elementary teaching about the Christ, let us press on to maturity, not laying again a foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, or of instruction about washings and laying on of hands and the resurrection of the dead and eternal judgment. This, the apostle is saying, are the basics and the fundamental principles. But we, as the people of God, have got to grow from these particular principles. But if you listen to the messages most of the time in the body of Christ, they are all centered around these few things: repentance from dead works, faith toward God, instructions about washing, laying on of hands, and the resurrection of the dead and eternal judgment. My goodness, Jesus did not speak so much about eternal judgment as he did speak about reconciliation toward God, as he did speak about loving one another, as he did speak about forgiving, as he did speak about growing up as a person, maturing in the principles of God, and not just keep going back to, well, Lord, I'm still learning how to forgive. Please help me to forgive. Lord, help me to forgive. Once you come into the knowledge of Christ and the knowledge that he has forgiven you of your sin, and you begin to study the word that tells us, if you don't forgive, God can forgive you. So therefore, why are we still halting and getting stuck in the place of unforgiveness? It is a basic principle upon which we build from salvation. We should have learned how to forgive by now and to do it quickly. Jesus told us that in this world, offenses will come. My goodness, but you've got to grow up such and be so mature in God that you don't wallow in offense. Instead of allowing yourself the luxury of being offended, forgive the person quickly so that that thing does not get a foothold and a stronghold in your life, and so that your life then becomes a witness of the power of God to cause a natural man or woman to walk so supernaturally that the things that the enemy is sending against you do not cause you to stumble. Listen, the Word of God tells us about Father Abraham that he staggered not at the promise of God. In other words, Abraham's relationship with God was in such a place of maturity that he didn't have to stagger. He kept walking strong and firm. He kept walking in consistency because he understood who God is and what God says to him. Too often, we waver back and forth between knowing God and not knowing God, believing God and not believing God. And once again, from last week, this is what God is telling us about being resting in faith. When we rest in him, we rest in the knowledge of the truth. We rest in the knowledge of the God that we serve, that he is immutable and his word is irrefutable, and there is nothing that can change that. Glory be to God. When we move upward into the knowledge of God, into the perfect understanding, then we're going to begin to see the miraculous everyday power of God walking and working in our lives. We will be accustomed to miracles happening on a daily basis, so that miracles are not an event, but they become a lifestyle. So today we are setting the standard for the people of God who tune into Ways of Glory to begin to grow up in the things of God, grow up into the place of maturity, so that we are exhibiting a miraculous lifestyle, a lifestyle that is above the plane and the level of earthly living. God wants us to live in heaven now on the earth. That's what Jesus told us to pray in the Our Father prayer. He told us to pray that your kingdom come in earth as it is in heaven. That's a powerful word, but we don't have time for that today. We'll be back next week with the word of the Lord concerning growing up in God, and maybe we'll talk a little bit about heaven on earth in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. This has been Apostle E.J. Melvin, just kind of piquing your pure mind today, stirring you up to think about what it really means to grow up in God, a call to maturity. We love you. God bless you, and may his countenance shine upon you all the days of your life. Amen and amen.